Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League Podcast, Season 11, Episode number 6 and number 70 in your hearts. I am your host, Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by three special guests this week. We have the 2006, the 2011, and the 2016 champion, Mr. Amazing. We have the 2004 and the 2012 KSL champion, Mr. David Payne, and the Buffalo Bills champion, Mr. Tybo. Let's get right to the results of week number 16 for KSL. We had Kevin over Tybo, Andrew over Joe, Aaron over Nanigay. And for the Magic Cup, we had David Pate beat Ty Palmer. So, Aaron, what is the game of the week?
Dave over Ty.
Dave over Ty. Yes. Yeah, I guess there is only one Dave over Ty. So, Ty Borman, what was the game of the week?
That's also going to be Dave over Ty.
All right. And, of course, we have now the Magic Cup champion here. What was the game of the week?
Well, of course, it was me versus Ty.
All right. So what's the total game of the week, Aaron?
Well, that's pretty easy. It was Doug taking on Oberg.
And who won?
Doug won, which means Oberg is the first ever owner of the Bakerfield.
Yes. So, Dave, what do you think about that? What is the total game of the week? Is it that one?
Well, I thought it was a pretty big blowout between Kevin and Ty.
All right.
So...
And Ty, since you're here, what did you think about that?
I'm actually going to agree and say that I had the toilet bowl game of the week with Kevin because I basically stopped scoring.
So are you changing your name from can't stop scoring to can't score at all?
Name will stay.
Name will stay. All right. So in KSL news, we will see a new different. Will we see a new different champion next year? What do you think about Ty? What do you think?
I think I'm going to run for second again next year.
You're going to run for second? And Dave, what do you think?
I think the newbies do not know how to pick their teams yet. So, and even the ones that have been there a while still don't know how to pick their teams. So it will be a repeat of a champion.
Oh, wow. Aaron, what do you think about what Dave just said? He's saying he's the you're going to be the first back-to-back and the first three-peat champion.
Well, what he's saying is that the champions know how to pick teams. And so, for example, myself, Dave, Mike, Palmer, Brian even. Well, I don't know about Brian anymore, but the rest of us, we know how to pick teams to win. However, though, I do believe that we will have a new champion next year. I think that Doug has a very good shot at becoming the 2013 champion.
I'm going to disagree, and I'm going to say that Mr. Johnny Oberg is going to go from worst to first.
Ooh.
Unless he faces me, then, of course, that's not going to happen. He'll go from worst to Buffalo Bills. So, Aaron, what are going to be some changes next year?
So we've talked about this before, but we have two new guests on the show, so we might as well kind of discuss a few things that we had talked about before. We have been entertaining the notion of doing a waiver wire. So I don't know if that's set in stone or not. But the other thing we had talked about is doing the trades. So next year, where it's 8 trades is the max, and only 4 of them can be used for draft picks. So you can use 8 for whatever you want. 4 of them can be used for draft picks up to the 6th round is what we've talked about. So, for example, if you're going to trade away Aaron Rodgers, the most you can get for him is a 6th round pick. You can't get a 1st round for the following year. 6th round. So, that's something that we talked about. And it's 4 picks, so it's not like you can do 4 per trade. It's 4 total. So if you do 4 in a trade, then that's all 4.
So what do you think about that, Ty?
My way in on this, I want to know, would this have affected anybody this year or any of our past seasons if we were to have these rules implemented before?
Yes.
Really?
It would have affected Doug this year because Doug traded away a lot of draft pick trades. And he has 2 5th-round picks, and he has 3 6th-round picks.
And is it true, Aaron, that you have no 20s digit picks for next season?
Well, so what I did was I traded away my low picks. I did trade away a lot, though. So that means, like, for me, like, let's say next year I want to trade away picks, I have to make a decision. Well, do I really want to trade my 24th pick for a 19th pick? Or would I rather do, like, a 13th for an 8th, you know? So it'll be more strategic then, and you won't just take any normal draft pick trade.
Strategery. So, yes. Dave, what do you think?
I agree with that. I mean, I think there was way too many draft picks being thrown around, and I think it should be narrowed down a little bit.
All right. Yeah, so I think we're all agreement on the whole draft picks thing. Also, we're talking about changing some defensive stuff. We're going to change what the points are. Like, it's 45 right now. We're talking about dropping that to, like, 25 approximately, and then adding 3 and outs, 4th-down stops, and tackles for loss, I think, is what the other thing was. Is that right, Aaron? Something like that?
You know, I am in favor of dropping the defensive points to be, like, closer to 25. I don't know, though. I don't think I'm as big of a fan of 3 and outs, 4th-down stops, and the tackles for losses. I think that we should, like, pick and choose one or two of those. That's, like, the biggest one. Because other, I like, tackles for loss, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I'm as big of a fan of that as I would be, let's say, for 3rd-down stops. Because then you can take a look and strategically choose a defense who typically gets 3 and outs, you know, who will get a 4th-down stop. Tackles for loss is kind of like, well, oh, this team happens to get 6 tackles for a loss. And you have no way of actually knowing whether or not that's going to be a good person to pick up or a good defense to pick up.
Okay, yeah, it's something that we all can discuss. You know, we're also looking forward just to the next season. I mean, I know right now we have the Magic Cup champion here, but of course, since the 3 of us didn't win, actually 11 of us didn't win, it's we're kind of looking towards next season. But Dave, you got to talk about, you won. We're going to give you 5 minutes to talk about anything you want, give anyone crap, whatever you like.
Well, I'm not really here to give anybody crap, but stop it. I don't know. I mean, there were some really tough matchups in the playoffs. I was sweating bullets there the last 2 rounds and could have gone either way. Thank you, guys, and I'm ready to kick your butt again next year.
Do you want to say anything to Kevin?
What's there not to say? You better find somebody to draft your team, because you certainly can't do it yourself.
Now, Ty, do you think that Kevin's going to actually have his first losing season next year?
Define losing season, not making it to
the playoffs. Basically, not getting at least 500.
I think I just lost my mic.
You're still on. You're still on.
I think Kevin's been pretty consistent all the years that he's played. I don't really see him having... Unless he basically stops paying attention to the game like some people have this year, I don't really see him having a losing season next year. I just don't think he's got what it takes to take it all the way.
I see. All right. So
a little smack talk in there. He was basically saying that Kevin doesn't have the balls to make it to the conference championship game and then win and be a conference champion and actually play for the cup.
That's some mad shit talking, dude. I'm surprised. Really surprised. So let's move on to Survival and Pick'em, because, of course, everyone knows who won in Survival. We all did. And then Joe won the second chance. And Pick'ems. What the fuck, Dave Nanigay? Seriously. How are you picking these? How? Ugh. I don't know how he's doing it. What do you think about that, Ty?
What's Pick'ems?
Yeah, remember, Ty doesn't do them.
That was the joke. Dave.
I don't know. I mean, I outscored him this week, so I'm doing, at least trying to catch up to him. I probably won't, but there's a shot.
Yeah. I can't believe he's picking so good, dude. He has 7 over Doug right now?
Yeah, he's 7 over Doug. Doug is in second. you know.
And now hopefully he doesn't listen to the show, but remember, we have playoffs that actually happened as well. So maybe he forgets. And then he's like, what's going on? Why were they catching up to me all of a sudden? That's what we can hope for. Or he just doesn't pick week 17.
Yeah.
It would be funny if he doesn't pick week 17 and still wins. That would be the funny part.
Doug gets only like four right. You know?
And he still wins.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Now,
you know, I got to give it to Nanigay. Something else we should talk about is the league pick'ems. So Nanigay is going to probably win the NFL pick'ems. Kevin won the league pick'ems. So Kevin's going to have, you know, his name on a trophy at some point in time. So, you know, congrats to Kevin for winning something.
All right, everyone give him a clap. There we go. Good job, Kevin. And Ty, are you actually going to do pick'ems next year?
Yes. Yes, I will do pick'ems. Right now, I'm trying to figure out what the difference is between league pick'em and pick'ems.
There's the league pick'em, where you go to the matchup and you vote who's going to win. Mm-hmm. And then you have the other one.
NFL.
The NFL pick'ems. One.
Ah, yes. Okay.
Well, see, I didn't even know there was the league pick'em till about 5 weeks in.
And now you know.
Now we both know.
Do. But yeah, I'm surprised. I'm very surprised.
Good job, Kevin, on league pick'ems.
Yep, good job, Kevin.
And Aaron.
Yep, good job.
Thank you.
And by the way, I think I said earlier I thought Ray Rice was going to be like the number one running back this year. I didn't think AP was going to do anything. Ray Rice showed up this week. Finally.
He did.
Yes, and he did. For some reason, AP actually had probably the worst week he's had today.
Yeah, it kind of puts his record-breaking thing out of reach, doesn't it? 202 yards is what he needs next week.
I think it's what? It's 202, 208, something like that. It's a lot. He's not going to get it. I mean, he's going against the Packers. The Packers are playing for something, thank goodness. So maybe they'll beat the Vikings, and then the Bears hopefully win against the Lions, and then they're in. All they have to do is win, they're in, and Minnesota has to lose. So it's going to be interesting. By the way, Calvin Johnson, what the heck?
Where did he come from?
Beats Jerry Rice's record.
He beats the record. He still has one more week to go against the Bears, so he's probably going to tear it up then. But do you think Jerry Rice is upset about that, Dave?
Oh, yeah. He's really upset about that. He didn't want his record broke, especially by Calvin Johnson.
What do you think about that, Ty?
I think he's held on to it long enough. It's time to pass a baton. He's good with it.
Now are records made to be broken, Aaron?
Yeah, they are. And, you know, Rice had said, yeah, I don't want it to be broken because you always want your record to stand the test of time. He said, though, having Calvin beat it, it's not that bad. It's somebody who actually is a good receiver. It's not a fluke. So it's not that big of a deal, but, you know, it's like I was a two-time champion, and I'd never expected someone else to become a two-time champion, and it happened, you know? And so it's records are meant to be broken.
I think knowing that Calvin Johnson's probably going to beat it by about 200 yards is probably what the sting is, isn't it?
Now, that he has to get like 150 against the Bears.
He didn't even get 70 against the Bears the last time.
Let me just note that Fitzgerald got 100 against the Bears tonight and hasn't had a pass hardly in the last, 7 weeks?
He doesn't have a quarterback. That's the problem.
Yet he still got 100 yards against the Bears tonight.
Yeah, that is true.
But yeah. Who won that game? That's the question.
Yes, that is true. That is true. So, Aaron, anything else you want to add?
I had to change the Facebook fan page today to say that the most recent champion is Dave Pate.
Oh, yeah.
It had said for about 7 or 8 months, the most recent champion is Aaron Hughes. Those were 8 amazing months.
We just made the Facebook page up just recently, dude.
It's been like 8 months or so. I don't know when it was started, but if you take a look, though, I changed it after the afternoon games because it was pretty much settled at that point in time. So, Dave, if you want to, you can go and like that. But you are the most recent champion. And Andy, will you take a look at the picture I posted of Dave?
Oh gosh,
it's nothing bad, but it's just funny.
Aaron, I'm going to kill you.
And I like
Facebook.com/Kiwani Sports League.
I like how Andy actually proclaimed Dave the winner before tonight's final game.
I think everybody
about
did.
About 6:30 p.m.
Okay, the champion.
Oh, my God. Of all pictures.
Oh, Facebook.com/Q1A Sports League if you don't know it. And guess what? I'm going to like it.
Dave, you look like you're enjoying that in the photo there.
Dave's
no,
like,
of course
Dave's like,
I'm going to enjoy.
Lick me. Lick me. That's a good picture.
Yeah, I thought it was a good one to add there. So, but yeah, so Dave, congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm glad that you won because, you know, for me, it makes my loss feel a little bit better that I lost to the eventual champion.
Yeah, I will say that. I mean, if someone beat you, you want to root for them. You know, I was kind of hoping Palmer would win because I'd be like, well.
Unless they're the Packers.
That's true. Screw the Packers. They're horrible. They're all horrible people. But yeah, Dave, we're happy that you are the two-time Magic Cup champion.
Thank you.
And, you know, it's great. We have the champion here. And
eventually we'll get a trophy made with your name on it.
Yep.
At that point in time, someone else will probably be holding it, though.
I doubt it. It'll still be me.
And you joined the ranks of how many two-timers at this point?
Yeah, who are the two-timers, Aaron?
Mike was the first. He won it 2 years ago. Myself won it last year against the Ty Boardman. And now Dave is the new two-time champion. So it's a pretty elite group, I mean, when you think about it.
Now, I was wondering, because someone asked me this, should Dave have an asterisk by the two-time champion?
As I've said before, no. Because that's the way that Kiwani Sports League was in 03 and in 04. That means that whoever won that year is the champion. Frail is the 2003 Kiwani Sports League champion, plain and simple. Dave is the 2004 Kiwani Sports League champion. So I think that it would be silly to do that. You know, we just put in there, yeah, he won it, and it was a points year. That's all you put that's different. But
I don't even think we should put something that it's different. I just think that, hey, that's it.
Well, in the wiki, it says that it was a points year, for example. Like, if you go to the 2004 one, it says it was a points year. So,
but Dave is still a two-time champion. So we congratulate you for winning the Magic Cup twice. Anything else you want to add to that?
Nope. Not at all.
All right. A man of few words. But
I guess I can say that I'm glad I got revenge on three of the four people that beat me in the regular season this year.
Now, who was the one that beat you that you didn't get a chance to beat?
Ty Boardman.
Ty, what about that week that you beat Dave? You got anything you want to say about that?
It was nothing special.
Oh!
I pulled some good upsets this year, even though I went down in flames.
Yes, you did pull some upsets.
I think I beat Andy by like 1 point. A couple weeks ago. That was great.
So, Dave, I got to ask you about last week's game. So, what happened when the Titans defense caught the interception on the 2-yard line?
Oh, man. I was throwing a fit at the TV. If that TV wasn't worth so much, it might have been broke.
No, it was funny because I told Aaron, I'm like, dude, you just got an interception. He goes, don't mess with me. I was like, yeah, I know. But yeah.
That was one of the most intense games I've ever sat there and watched.
But the funny thing is they muffed the punt, and then there's still a chance for another. If you'd got a pick six, Aaron would have been like just point something away, which would have been the funny part.
Yeah. It was close.
It was a good game, though.
Yeah.
You know, even if Ty won, I'd be happy if he won, too. I'm also happy that, you know, either way, I'm just happy that, you know, the people who won. That's what matters.
I'm still amazed, though, that we came in there with only three former champions, and all three made it to the second round, and two of them made it to the championship game. I mean, that says something, I think, you know?
Well, it says that, you know, we have some hardcore fans. You know, like, the people in the league are really good because, you know, I was talking to Dave. If you're in another league, you're usually the best in that league, aren't you?
Pretty close.
You know, Ty, are you? You're in other leagues.
Yeah.
Do you think that you're better than those people?
Yeah, I mean, I always end up top one or two in the other league.
So that's the thing. Like, you know, no matter what other leagues you're in, when you come to the, you know, this league, it's a big deal. I mean, we're all very competitive. We all check our lineups. I mean, I check it at least three times a day. That's just how I am, because you never know if someone's going to be on the IR and you miss and you leave RG3 in one of your leagues and you would have beat the shit out of that guy. And
it's funny. I want to note that the Bloomington League that I started last year, where I incorporated half of our KSL, Dave got second, I got third, and Doug from Q1, he got first. Of another dozen guys, of the five Q1 guys that came in, we scored 1, 2, and 3.
They farted.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
It smells glorious.
It smells like victory. That's what it smells like. So, Ty, is there anything you want to add? This is not our last KSL podcast, but it's almost the last one.
Can I go back to talking about the defense for a second?
Yeah, about the defense.
I'm curious. Like, I know that... getting rid of the blowout is going to knock down some points. Not that we have too many games that end with 0 points, but aren't we going to hyperinflate what we're trying to bring down as far as the defensive scores by adding all of these things like the third and nothing?
Well, we might add, we're going to add probably of the either tackle for loss, three and out, and fourth down stops. But fourth down stops don't happen too much. Tackle for a loss do happen in three and outs. We're probably going to add two of those. We're not, you know, it's something that we're just going to sit there and discuss for a little.
Are we talking fractions of a point?
We're talking like a fourth down stop, you get like a point. Or like a three and out, you get a point. Fourth down stop, you get like 2 points. It's nothing like, you know, because like, when you think about it, how many fourth down stops are there? You know, there's not a lot, but you should get credit for it. And, you know, that's why, you know, subtracting that 20 points, if your defense is doing that well and they get some fourth down stops, you should get something for it. Tackles for loss, you know, that's another thing. You know, it would be like a point. It wouldn't be anything special. It wouldn't be like, you know, a lot. But the other thing also we have to add is we have to add offensive fumble touchdowns now, which is bullshit. But there was actually twice it happened this year. So we're going to add that. So it's just 6 points, nothing special. But it's something we're going to have to add since it did happen a couple times this year. And actually, it wouldn't affect the outcome of anyone's games, but... we got to add it.
And also, are we ever going to talk about maybe adding -1 point to the quarterbacks for sacks?
We did that at one point. But the thing is, how often is it really the quarterback's fault for a sack? That's the thing. Because we discussed this a couple years ago, and we did have it. And then, like, I think it was Mike and someone else brought that up to me. They're like, you know what? It doesn't make sense because how often is it really the quarterback's fault? And realistically... sometimes it is. Like, there's some guys that it is their fault. Like, Cutler will sit in the pocket and won't check down to Forte because he's thinking, okay, Jeff Reeds and Marshall will eventually get open. Okay, if it's truly his fault, he should get subtracted a point for it. But if he gets sacked 10 times and it's only one of those times that actually accounted towards it, he loses 10 points. You see what I mean? So that's why it's hard to actually, you know, add the sack part of it.
Yeah, and I agree. I think that it would be way too hard. I know strategically you would then pick your quarterbacks a little bit different. Like, you might pick, you know, Rivers over Cutler because Rivers gets sacked less, let's say. But at the end of the day, I don't think it's necessarily the best thing, you know, to do, to take that away. I don't know, but that's just my opinion on it.
Well, yeah. So what do you think, Dave?
I don't even remember when we had it, so... I don't really care about it. If we had it, I just know not to pick up Cutler.
Exactly. And
is there anything else, Ty, that you are thinking about that you would like to see maybe changed a little? Or tweaked?
My record.
Dang it. Took the words right out of my mouth. Yes, Ty's record, you'd like to change.
No, I like...
that's called drafting.
I was talking to these guys last night.
Ooh.
I think it's interesting that we have this mixture of a PPR with an IDP league and something I don't see in any other league, and it's kind of interesting.
Well, that's what makes KSL different. Yeah. I mean, that's the one thing that we want to make. We want to make it different. We could just do a standard points thing and just have no defense, you know, no IDPs. But when it's all said and done, we made it so IDPs are in the league. You know, definitely. We're not going to take it out. Like, we tried punters one, you know, a couple of years. Okay, that failed. But defensive players, I mean, there's a lot of people here who either, you know, played football and were defensive players, or they prefer defense over offense. And I think that's the best part because, you know, there's been times where, like, defensive players have carried someone's team opposed to their offense. And I do like the fact, you know, we have 15 guys to start. Or is it 16? That's 15. We have 15 guys to start. And, you know, I just have a lot of fun, you know, with the defensive players. I think we're all pretty happy with it.
I think another great thing that I've noticed with this league is that we put a lot of energy on the emphasis of the playoffs. I mean, there's all these weeks leading up to the playoffs, but really KSL is about the playoffs. KSL is about who's going to be the champion that year. I mean, other leagues, it's all about money and stuff like that, and I think that's a great thing with KSL.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, we talked about once putting money in. And the thing is, I don't like that idea. I mean, I would like if people put money in for, like, a trophy and stuff. That would be pretty cool. But, like, other than that, when you play for money, things change. Like, I'm in a pay league, and they're pissed off because I won 4 years in a row. And one of their bylaws was, if you win that many in a row, you don't have to pay. So they had to come up with my fees, and I refused to pay it because I said, hey, first of all, I'm going to win again. It doesn't matter, which was my first problem. I shouldn't have said that. But I told them that you guys said this, and they're pissed off because of it. Well, it's not my fault that I'm that good, even though I did lose this week or last week. So I did get third place, though, overall. But the thing is, I got my money back, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pay him.
This is KSL. Second place gets you what?
Nothing. Yeah, and second place gets you shit. That's the thing.
And it gets you the second to last pick in the draft for next year is what it gets you.
And no one knows better than Ty.
Gets you a Buffalo Bills medal if you do it twice.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the best part about KSL, and it's always fun to do, and I can't wait for us to do the draft. I don't know what the plan is yet. You know, there's talk that Aaron may fly back just for this, nothing else, just fly back for the draft. We're talking about even like maybe doing up in Brian's, or maybe just having Brian pick your ass up and drive down to K-Town, and we just do it here, you know, whatever works, you know, it's all good.
Yeah, so, and I know that we have a schedule set up. It's actually in the bylaws, Andy. So February 1st, March 1st, April 1st, and May 1st, there are things going on in KSL.
Yeah, so our season technically is over from now until February 1st.
I'm sorry, March 1st. I'm sorry, March 1st. Okay. March 1st, major off-season rules are presented and voted on. So that's when the rules changes go into effect. April 1st, Andy will do a Google Hangout. And he will choose the divisions for everybody. So we will see what the divisions will be for next year. May 1st is when we release the schedule. And June 1st is when the draft is finalized. So things are going on constantly.
Yeah. So basically, if you have the schedule like I had and you get fucked in most of the times, you can't say, hey, it's because the schedule was done then. Well, it wasn't. The only thing we did have, we mixed up one like someone's schedule, which is not a big deal. But that was the only thing that changed.
And we switched that very quickly. It was I had wrote down the person's name wrong, and so we had that switched very. It was earlier. We had that switched,
and we let everyone know. I think it was Dave and Mike.
Me and Nanigay.
Okay, so it was Dave and Dave. They both had the schedule.
Yeah,
and so that was not a big deal. They both knew about it. They were cool with it. And actually, you might have helped Dave Payne now.
Yeah, you never know. Actually, that little change might have given Dave his championship.
And also, we're going to do something also interesting next year. We're actually going to have, because Nanigay asks, what if you just picked the favorite in Pick'ems for everything? So we're going to have a dummy account that's going to pick whatever the favorite team is that week.
I want to see that. That's going to be cool.
Because we would just want to know, you know, like, what would you do? Well, how would you do it, you know, every year?
Can I just volunteer to be that dummy account for Pick'ems?
No.
We're going to have the QI Sports League 2013 dummy account.
Yes. Yes. It's gonna be dummy account. That's what's the team name's going to be.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. And I think Dad wants to get in, but we'll see about that, Aaron. He does have a Yahoo account, so...
Well, he can do the Pick'ems. I don't know if I want him.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. And survival. He can do survival.
And he can do survival, yeah. I'll give him a sheet, and then he'll circle it, and I'll have him fax it to me. Because for some reason, that's what he used to do all the time. And it was always Bears. And that was during the time the Bears sucked really bad. You know, John Shoup and Dick Duron.
Are we still recording?
Yeah, we are.
Are you going to end the show?
Yeah, we should probably end the show. So, for Ty Boardman, the Buffalo Bills champ, for Aaron P. Hughes, the 2012 champ, and 2006, right?
I am the 2006 and 2011 champion.
2006 and 2011 champion. And for the Magic Cup champion.
Thank you, thank you.
The 2004 and the 2012 champion. Asterisk. Just kidding. The 2004 and 2012 Magic Cup champion, Mr. Dave Pate. I am Andrew, the commish, the 2013 champion. And we'll see you on the gridiron. Now, no one can make fun of me if I don't win next year.
You know what? You had 3,363 points against you this season. That's pretty tough odds, dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's it. So.